Welcome. Today we're discussing John R. MacArthur's thought-provoking piece, Appeasement, originally published in April 2025 and later translated from French.
Intriguing title. So what's the core argument MacArthur is making?
Well, he draws a parallel, albeit cautiously, between the appeasement of Hitler in the 1930s and the current political climate surrounding Donald Trump. He's not saying Trump is Hitler, mind you, but highlighting a concerning pattern of placating potentially dangerous figures.
I see. So a historical comparison to illuminate present-day concerns.
Exactly. He brings up the Cliveden set, those influential British elites who downplayed the threat of Hitler, and sees echoes of that in how some liberal elites initially approached Trump and Trumpism.
That's a pretty bold claim. Does he provide any concrete examples?
Absolutely. He focuses on Columbia University's response to pro-Palestinian protests and the subsequent withdrawal of federal funding by the Trump administration.
How does that tie into appeasement?
MacArthur argues that Columbia, fearing repercussions from a potential second Trump term, essentially caved to pressure from figures like Representative Elise Stefanik, accepting her flawed equation of criticizing Israel with anti-Semitism.
So he's saying the university prioritized appeasing political power over upholding free speech principles?
Precisely. He contrasts this with Columbia's suspension of groups like Jewish Voice for Peace, arguing this was a missed opportunity to truly defend free expression, even for those with unpopular views.
But isn't there a difference between protecting free speech and tolerating hate speech? Surely, the university has a right to intervene if things get out of hand.
Well, that's where the nuance lies, and where I think MacArthur's strongest point emerges. He acknowledges the complexities, he doesn't excuse excesses by Hamas supporters, and even mentions a chemical attack by pro-Israel students. But he believes universities should be the ultimate bastion of free speech, engaging with, not silencing, difficult conversations.
Interesting. So, back to Trump. How does the Mar-a-Lago dinner with Nick Fuentes and Kanye West fit into this?
That's where MacArthur really drives home his point. He juxtaposes Columbia's appeasement with Trump's association with individuals who have expressed profoundly anti-Semitic views, highlighting the irony of the situation.
Got it. So, he sees Columbia as appeasing a figure who himself platforms individuals with extremist viewpoints, creating a sort of vicious cycle of appeasement.
Yes, and by focusing on a specific incident like the Columbia funding withdrawal, he makes his argument about broader societal appeasement much more tangible and compelling. He leaves the reader with a really unsettling question. Are we repeating the mistakes of the past by prioritizing short-term gains over standing up to potentially dangerous ideologies?
A powerful message indeed. Food for thought. Thanks for breaking that down.
You're welcome. Until next time, stay curious and keep those critical thinking caps on.
Goodbye.